Until recently, translations of novels from Arabic were few and far between. In 2005, Columbia University Press brought out a 1,000-page anthology of Arab fiction. Now, translator and writer Dennis Johnson Davies has published a collection of short fiction and novel excerpts from nearly 80 Arab writers. They're from all across the Middle East. The collection is called The Anchor Book of Modern Arabic Fiction. Alan Chews has a review.
Most of us grew up with the fable of Scheherazade and the tales she told over the course of 1,001 nights. But as adults, we've read very few, if any at all, modern Arabic stories. Dennis Johnson Davies, who according to the late Edward Said is the leading Arabic-English translator of our time, has set out to remedy that situation. In his nearly 500-page paperback original, he gives us a cross-section of stories and scenes from novels by some of the most talented fiction writers in the language. This sounds like a daunting task, but if you consider that the tradition of modern Arabic fiction writing is only a little more than 100 years old, you realize that it's certainly possible to have work from most of the writers you need to know between the covers of one book. It's difficult in talking about this collection, not to speak in lists. From the greats, such as the late Egyptian Nobel Prize winner Naguib Mahfouz, who's represented here by one of the most delightful coming-of-age stories you'll ever read, called The Conjurer Made Off with the Dish, on through the current reigning generation's best, such as Daisy Alamir from Iraq, who's represented here by a devastating short about a woman gathering pills for a suicide, and the Libyan Ibrahim Al-Khoni, he's got an excerpt here from his haunting symbolic desert novel, The Bleeding of the Stone. From traditional realists like Syria's Walid Iqlasi to Egyptian experimentalist Nabil Gorgi, these writers, mostly men, from Iraq, Tunisia, Lebanon, Algeria, Morocco, Sudan, have created so many stories and novels about family, love, sex, myth, and politics, about city life and desert life, that it will take even the most dedicated fiction lover something approaching many dozens of, if not 1,001 nights, to read them all.
The book is The Anchor Book of Modern Arabic Fiction, edited by Dennis Johnson Davies. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.